October was black walnut season in Appalachia. It's when these green, tennis ball-sized nuts rain down onto fields, roads, and sometimes people. They can be dangerous, and their inky juice stains everything they touch. But for some Appalachians, as Eileen Guo reports, black walnuts are proof that sometimes money does grow on trees.
The first car arrived over 2 hours before the hauling station officially opened in Jeffersonville, Kentucky. By the time the hauling starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, four more vehicles are already in line under a darkening sky. Some of the drivers stand under the bright lights of the tent that protects the machinery from rain and snow. Others sit waiting patiently inside their own cars. Caitlin Hartfield and her parents are the first ones in line.
We've been waiting here since around 5:30. We wanted to get here early so that it'd be easier to just go through them.
Black walnuts grow in the wild, and harvesters like the Hartfields look for them everywhere. In their yards, their neighbors' yards, on the sides of the roads, in forest land. Once they've gathered all that they can fit into their vehicles, they bring the nuts to one of 238 hauling stations in 14 states across the country. There, haulers remove the outer shells, weigh the walnuts.
We got a total of 700 and some pounds.
Purchase them.
$75.49.
And send them to Stockton, Missouri, home of Hammond's Product Company. Hammond's has been selling black walnut products for 71 years.
My grandfather started the company in 1946.
That's Brian Hammonds, the company president.
He was a grocery store owner and operator, and he started by getting a little cracking machine and simply cracking the wild nuts that people brought in.
From the humble beginnings in his grandfather's grocery store, the family business has grown into the largest commercial black walnut sheller in the world, putting out an average of 23 million pounds a year. The shelled black walnuts are used by home cooks and chefs in their raw form. They also appear in products like black walnut ice cream and black walnut oil. And even the shells themselves can be used as a sandblasting agent in water filtration systems, even in sports fields. But what really makes black walnuts unique is how they are gathered and the financial benefits that spread to their network of harvesters and hauling stations.
We're paying the highest price ever of $15 per 100 pounds, or 15 cents a pound, and we pay a commission to the hauling operator.
That commission is 5 cents a pound. And with the bumper crop in Appalachia this year, Brian Hammonds thinks the 2017 harvest will be somewhere in the range of $30 million.
That's about $6 million that's put directly into local economies.
Including $675,000 into Appalachia. That's for about 4.5 million pounds of black walnuts. Not that any of these harvesters or haulers are getting rich off the trade. Renee and William Zahari run the hauling station in Jeffersonville from a modest 5-acre property that also houses an animal rescue. Black walnut hauling is their main source of income.
Every aspect of walnut hauling, from the picking up to loading it onto the semi-truck at the end of the season, is a lot of work and takes a lot of energy.
Is it enough to sustain you for the rest of the year?
It is, in that we are very economical.
The key for both haulers like the Zaharis, as well as for pickers, is speed. And Ronnie Carpenter has the method down. Carpenter is a lifelong black walnut picker. He's here tonight with his girlfriend. They're in a beat-up SUV with sacks of black walnuts everywhere. In the back seat, the trunk, even tied down onto his visibly sagging roof.
My name's Ronnie Carpenter. I got black walnuts. I got 18 on top, and I got about 15 in the back here.
Carpenter says that it only took them 2.5 hours to gather all those nuts.
I get them on trees, I shake trees. She pick them up, put them in a sack for me.
He also has some advice for other potential walnut pickers.
Mine do grow on trees. They didn't lie out there.
Carpenter doesn't have a job, So this money that grows on trees is his main source of income. He says that he's getting too old for the black walnut business. But in the meantime, the nuts just keep falling. And someone has to pick them. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Eileen Guo.
That story comes to us from 100 Days in Appalachia, which is a collaborative publication between West Virginia Public Broadcasting, WVU's Media Innovation Center, and the Daily Yonder.